It's almost 17 years ago that Kensaro Wiwa, the great environmental activist from the Niger River Delta in Nigeria, was executed by the then military dictatorship of Sani Abacha. And what you are hearing is a commemoration service for Kensaro Wiwa in the village where he was born and lies buried.
It's always been blank, no information on it. But they will tell us that Shell did not want you to know the details of all those things. People have the right now to get every detail of what happened there.
The problems that the people in the Niger Delta face have not changed. Their land is still being polluted by oil spills, as these witnesses are saying.
The cast and the surveillance reported to SPDC personnel, but it didn't show up.
Gas is still being flared off in their backyards, and they still feel shortchanged by large international firms and various local and national governments that fundamentally don't care about them. But on the 11th of October, a unique court case will kick off here in the Dutch city of The Hague. Four Nigerian farmers, with the help of the international environmental organization Friends of the Earth, are bringing a case against an old and experienced player in the Nigerian oil fields, Royal Dutch Shell. What's so unique about this case? To explain this, here's Dr. Lisbeth Enneking. She is a Dutch legal expert who has recently graduated on the subject of foreign direct liability.
This is the first of this type of claims that has been brought in the Netherlands. And I think it is groundbreaking in that sense. It is also groundbreaking in the sense that questions are being put before a Dutch court, before the Dutch civil court in The Hague, that courts in the Netherlands have never before had to deal with.
What's at stake, according to Dr. Enneking, is this.
Has Shell acted with proper care in this case? Have both Shell companies acted with proper care towards the Nigerian plaintiffs? And if the court says yes, well, Shell has acted very carefully. Yes, the oil spills happened, but Shell couldn't help it. They acted carefully. They did everything they could to prevent it. Then Shell will win and the plaintiffs will not get compensation. But if the court says, well, I do think Shell could have done more and could have acted with more care towards the plaintiffs in order to prevent these oil spills from happening, in that case, the court will say, well, I do think Shell is liable. And I do think for that reason that they should pay compensation to the plaintiffs.
Of course, the claimants will say that Shell should take responsibility for the pollution it caused in the Niger Delta. The company is, of course, expected to argue the exact opposite. And the case doesn't stand alone. Similar cases are happening in Britain and the United States.
Justice Barry, the corporation would not be liable.
That's part of a US campaign film against Shell. Now, legally, of course, the court will have to maintain what Dr. Enneking calls a balance between what the farmers must do and what the company must do.
Does it mean that they will have to have 24/7 protection of oil pipelines so as to stop sabotage from happening? Or does it mean that they will have to keep better maintenance and put money into that? Does it mean they have to put their oil pipelines in the ground or deeper in the ground so as to prevent them from leaking them from being sabotaged? So the court will really balance the interests on either side. So it's the interest of the Nigerian farmers of being protected against the risk of oil spill. And on the other hand, the interest of Shell of just, you know, making a profit, of doing its business in the Niger Delta and making a profit out of that.
Dutch legal expert Dr. Lisbeth Enneking. If Shell is found guilty, it will be for the first time that a Dutch company has to appear in front of a Dutch court for environmental damage it's caused in another country, in this case, Nigeria. Major ramifications are sure to follow. The verdict is expected late this year or early 2013.